If you have your Bible available, turn with me now to the book of Joshua, chapter 6. Joshua, chapter 6. We want to read the entire 6th chapter of the book of Joshua, beginning with verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, for the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests, and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of the ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And the 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, so did they 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city about the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourself accursed when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she hath, as ye sware unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. May God bless his word as we've read this sixth chapter of the book of Joshua, and may the Holy Spirit minister to us that we might minister through it. God reveals many principles in this sixth chapter of the book of Joshua. We find that God wanted to demonstrate that it was by his power that we have victory, not by the might of man, not by the plans of man or the methods of man, but rather by the will and purpose of God. As we look in the first verse of this sixth chapter, we see that the city was straitly shut up. That means that, of course, the city had closed the gates. They had tried to fortify their city against an invasion. This city had two walls, one inside the other one. One of them was very wide, and the other one was somewhat narrower. But they thought that if they could just hold out with food and water, that eventually the Israelites would give up a siege, and that was the only hope they had. They knew that there was no way they could, by military power, prevent Israel from taking the city. And the people were already predisposed to the fear of God. When these two spies had gone into the city and sought information, they went to the home of Rahab the harlot, and she told them that the whole city was in fear as a result of what they had heard that the God of Israel had done in bringing the Hebrew people across the Red Sea, in delivering them from Pharaoh's army when they fled Egypt. And so the people were fearful. They were anxious about what was going to take place, and the city was straitly shut up, and none went in and none went out. And so God had put a fear in the hearts of the enemies of the Israelite people. But God wanted to demonstrate to both the people of Israel and the people of Jericho and to the world that would follow, the people in the world that would follow, even as we live today, that it is by the might of God that people have victory, whether it's personal victory in your life or whether it's a victory in the work of the Lord, and that we must use God's methods. We must be obedient to God's will and purpose in what we are seeking to accomplish. These people, of course, had been given instructions by God to go over and occupy this land. God had told Joshua to be strong and of good courage, and that God would give them the victory of conquering the land. And so it was by faith that Joshua encouraged the people
And it was by faith that the people followed the leading of Joshua, recognizing him to be the man of God that was giving them the instructions from God.
And so here they were waiting to go into the city. The city was shut up. No one was going in and no one was going out. And in verse 2 it says, "The Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor." He says, it's a done deal. "And ye shall compass the city." Now he's giving Joshua instructions, detailed instructions, as to how this city is going to be delivered to them. And he says, "Ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days." He says, now Joshua, you get your men of war, the ones that are capable of fighting, and you're going to march around this city one time each day for 6 days. You're going to do this. And he says, "The 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets." He says, now you're going to march around the city. The soldiers are going to go first. Then the priests are going to follow that. These priests are going to bear the Ark of the Covenant. That would mean that 4 priests would be bearing the Ark itself as they put a stave or a wooden rod through rings on the 4 corners of the Ark of the Covenant. And that's the way God purposed that it would be carried. No man was to touch it. Those rings were there so that the staves or the wooden rods could be pushed through the rings without anyone touching the ark. And then 2 men at the rear would take up the staves, one on each side, and 2 men at the front would take up the staves, one on each side, and they would march with the Ark of the Covenant being borne by them. And then 3 other priests would be, of course, in the procession, and they have 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and they would blow those when they were instructed to blow them. You know, the trumpet speaks of the word of God. It speaks of delivering the message of God. And God was delivering a message both to the Israelites and to the people of Jericho and to us today through the example that he set here. And so he says, you'll march 6 times, and then on the 7th day, in verse 5, "And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him." He says, now, each day, you march around that city 1 time. And then on the 7th day, you march around the city 7 times. And that, of course, is the number of Jubilee. In the 49th and the 50th year, as the Bible speaks of Jubilee, or the time of rejoicing because of the victory of God in the lives of God's people. And so he says, you're going to march those 6 days. On the 7th day, you'll go 7 times. And when Joshua gives the order, then the shout will go up from all the people. The shout of victory shall go up for all the people, and the wall of the city will fall down. God will bring it down. And so it's not by the might of man, it's not by the will of man, it's not by the power of man, but it's by the purpose and the plan and the power of God that things are accomplished for the glory of the Lord. And we need to learn the lesson from this. Every Christian needs to know that it's not in their strength. We're not saved by our efforts, not by our methods, whatever we would purpose to do, the works that we would do or the rituals that we are to do, even if though instructed to do them, that we have the victory. But it's by the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary that we have the free gift of God through faith
in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so we see here that God is setting an example before us today, that it is by God's power, it's by God's grace that first of all we're saved. It's by God's grace and God's power that we have victory in our lives. And so we must be obedient to the instruction that God gives us. Now, God gave Joshua instructions, and he was the man of God. God appoints leaders. Moses was the leader prior to this. Now Joshua is the leader. And in the day in which we live today, God has given pastors to lead the local congregations of God's people in the church. That's the way God has established the order. God is a God of order, not a God of confusion. And any time you have confusion, you know the devil's involved. You know that he's in the mix some way. And so he gave this instruction, and they were to obey it exactly as God said. They marched one time each day. They marched seven times on the seventh day. If they had have altered that, they would have been disobedient. If they'd have taken drums instead of trumpets, they would have been disobedient. If they had taken something other than the ark, which represented the presence of God, that was what the ark was doing, representing the presence of God. If they'd have taken something else other than that, God would not have given them the victory. And so today, we are to do things the way God would have them to do. We need to study the scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God, concerning New Testament practice. We need to do things the way the Bible instructs. I'm afraid today that people have decided that through psychological methods or through financial investment or through some plan of man or some program of man that we're going to get the work of God done. Well, my friend, it's by the Word of God that souls are saved. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How shall they preach except there be a preacher? And we have churches today that are doing everything but preaching. Preaching the Word of God. They're giving science lessons. They're giving economic lessons. They're giving social lessons. All kinds of things on family living and things that are important to life. But they ignore and diminish the importance of the preaching of Christ crucified, buried, risen, and coming again. The foolishness of preaching is the method by which God saves lost sinners. And we are to use God's methods. God has a plan for the church. God has a plan for each individual Christian. And so they did this. They followed the instructions that God gave to Joshua, and they followed those instructions to the letter. And we find that on the seventh day, when the trumpets had blown, Joshua gave the command for the people to shout or to cry out in victory. Now that must have brought chilling fear into the hearts of the people in Jericho, because they had seen this demonstration, which might have seemed foolish to them when it began. You know, here's the army of Israel marching around the city. What a silly thing to be doing. But after 6 days of that, curiosity and anxiety built up in these people. And then when the trumpets blew and the shout came and the walls fell down, God gave victory, and the army of Israel went up and took the city, and they annihilated everything in that city except Rahab the harlot, who had given shelter and instruction and protection to the servants of God. My friend, God honors people who honor Him. And this woman, though she had a past of scarlet, though she had lied, her faith in the promise of God brought deliverance to her, and Joshua had her spared according to the covenant that had been made by the two spies with this woman. She put the scarlet rope out the window, and that scarlet represents the blood of Jesus Christ, you know. And so here deliverance came to this woman and her household because her household had faith. You know, it wasn't her faith that saved her household. We have to be careful about that. You know, you're saved by your own faith in the Lord, not somebody else's. But when she instructed her father and her mother and her brethren as to what was going to happen, they had faith to believe the promise that had been made by the servants of God, and they came to her house and had deliverance. My friend, I ask you today, have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you believed the promise of God? The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a matter of faith in what Jesus has accomplished, not what you do or what you don't do. Now, after you're saved, you ought to live godly, to please the Lord, to be obedient, and to receive full blessing. But it's by grace we're saved. I trust you'll join us next time. Until then, my prayer is that God would bless you richly, and that you'll tune in to our internet messages today.